Equanimity Meditation. For more guided meditations, go to my website, GloriaKGreen.com. Equanimity Meditation. Sit in a posture that's alert and yet relaxed. And let's begin with some calming breaths. Reflect on your desire for happiness and freedom from suffering, for both yourself and for others. Contemplate your desire to serve the needs of others and to be compassionately engaged in the world. Acknowledge both the joy and the suffering that exists throughout the world, the good deeds and the evil ones. Consider the necessity of balancing your desire to make positive change in the world with the reality that you cannot control the actions of others. I invite you to bring to mind the image of someone for whom you have no strong feelings one way or the other. And keeping this person in your mind's eye, let's send wishes for equanimity. May you accept things as they are. May you be undisturbed by the comings and goings of events. I will care for you, but cannot keep you from suffering. I wish happiness for you, but cannot make your choices for you. Now bring to mind a difficult person. Sometimes it's easier to send wishes for equanimity to a difficult person. May you accept things as they are. May you be undisturbed by the comings and goings of events. I will care for you, but cannot keep you from suffering. I wish happiness for you, but cannot make your choices for you. Next, bring to mind someone you love, and let's send them wishes of equanimity. May you accept things as they are. May you be undisturbed by the comings and goings of events. I will care for you, but cannot keep you from suffering. I wish happiness for you, but cannot make your choices for you. Let's broaden our reach to include all beings everywhere throughout the world. May we all accept things as they are. May we be undisturbed by the comings and goings of events. May we care for each other while realizing we cannot keep each other from suffering. I wish happiness for you, for all, but cannot make choices for you. In bringing our thoughts to ourselves, let's notice how taking responsibility for our own happiness and unhappiness might feel harder than any other group we've done. Taking a moment to calm your breath and your body. May I accept things the way they are. May I be undisturbed by the comings and goings of events. May I be at peace. May I not be caught in reactivity. And again, sending equanimity to ourselves. May I accept things the way they are. May I be undisturbed by the comings and goings of events. May I be at peace. May I not be caught in reactivity. And noticing how sending equanimity to ourselves feels in our body. What's different from the start of the meditation? And with the sound of the bell, we will end this meditation.